Vamos a aprender a escuchar el inglés de la vida real a través de un pequeño diálogo de la película The Wolf of Wall Street, El Lobo de Wall Street. Este film habla de la historia verídica de un corredor de bolsa que se hace millonario a través de estafas. En esta escena, Jordan Belfort, el principal personaje de la historia protagonizado por Leonardo DiCaprio, recibe la visita de un agente federal del FBI apellidado Denham en su yate. ¿Alguna vez has estado en un yate como este? ¿Un barco? Bueno, aprendí a navegar cuando tenía 6 años. ¿En serio? ¿Verdad? Quiero decir en uno como este. Es decir, yo he extendido todo el frente para encajar el helicóptero allá. ¿Ves? Ever been on one of these before? A boat? Well, learned how to sail when I was 6. No shit. Is that right? Really? I mean on one like this though. I mean I had the whole front extended in order to fit the chopper right there. See that? Ahora escuchemos el audio original.
Have you been on one of these before?
A boat?
Learned how to sail when I was 6.
No shit, is that right?
Really? I mean, I'm one like this, though. I mean, I had the whole front extended in order to fit the chopper up there. See that? Haven't been on one of these before?
A boat?
Learned how to sail when I was 6.
No shit, is that right?
Really? I mean, I'm one like this, though. I mean, I had the whole front extended in order to fit the chopper up there. See that?
A broker es un corredor de bolsa. To take a stab at something, literalmente dar una cuchillada a algo, es tratar, intentar algo. To stay the course, permanecer, continuar. Aquí Belfort le hace una pregunta a la gente. ¿Una vez intentaste obtener tu licencia de corredor de bolsa? ¿Escuché bien? ¿Estabas tratando de hacer un intento en Wall Street? ¿Alguna vez has pensado qué habría sucedido si hubieras continuado?
Did you try to get your broker's license at one time? Did I hear that right? Were you trying to take a stab at Wall Street? You ever think about what would have happened if you would have, you know, stayed the course?
Did you try to get your broker's license at one time? Did I hear that right? Were you trying to take a stab at Wall Street? You ever think about what would have happened if you would have, you know, stayed the course? Did you try to get your broker's license at one time? Did I hear that right? Were you trying to take a stab at Wall Street? You ever think about what would have happened if you would have, you know, stayed the course?
Y la gente responde, ¿sabes qué? Cuando estoy yendo a casa en el metro y mis bolas están sudando y estoy usando el mismo traje 3 días seguidos. Sí, por supuesto que sí. Lo he pensado antes. ¿Quién no? ¿Cierto? Cierto.
You know what? When I'm riding home on the subway and my balls are fucking sweating and I'm wearing the same suit 3 days in a row, yeah, you bet I do. I've thought about it before. Who wouldn't, right? Right.
You know what? When I'm riding home on the subway and my balls are fucking sweating, I'm wearing the same suit 3 days in a row. Yeah, you bet I do. I've thought about it before. Who wouldn't, right?
Right.
You know what? When I'm riding home on the subway and my balls are fucking sweating, I'm wearing the same suit 3 days in a row. Yeah, you bet I do. I've thought about it before. Who wouldn't, right?
Right.
60K significa 60 mil dólares. A ballpark, un estimado, un aproximado. ¿Cuánto ganas? 50, 60 mil, algo así, al año, aproximadamente. Bueno, pongámoslo de esta manera. Recibes un arma gratis cuando te apuntas para la agencia.
What are you pulling? 50, 60K, something like that? A year? Ballpark? Well, Let's put it this way. You get a free handgun when you sign up for the Bureau.
What are you pulling, 50, 60K, something like that? Year? Ballpark?
Well, let's put it this way. You get a free handgun when you sign up for the Bureau.
What are you pulling, 50, 60K, something like that? Year? Ballpark?
Well, let's put it this way. You get a free handgun when you sign up for the Bureau.
To piss off, enojar. At the end of the day, al final. No, pero me enoja. Tú sabes lo que quiero decir. Piensa en la gente que construyó esta ciudad, gente trabajadora como tú. Tú sabes, bomberos, maestros, agentes del FBI. Al final, a ustedes los despellejan vivos financieramente. Eso me enoja. No, but it fucking pisses me off. You know what I mean. You think about the people that built this country. Hard-working people like you. You know, firefighters, teachers, FBI agents. End of the day, you guys get fucking skinned alive financially. Fucking makes me angry.
No, but it fucking pisses me off. You know what I mean? You think about the people that built this country, hardworking people like you. You know, firefighters, teachers, FBI agents. End of the day, you guys get fucking skinned alive financially. Fucking makes me angry.
To bribe, sobornar, overnight, de la noche a la mañana. Esa es la cosa de Wall Street y este mercado. Para mí, yo siento que es bueno devolver, tú sabes. Hay situaciones en donde yo puedo hacer mejorar esas situaciones para la gente. Es un asunto de establecer el equipo adecuado y de la noche a la mañana tu vida puede cambiar. Si no me equivoco, acabas de tratar de sobornar a un agente federal. No, técnicamente no soborné a nadie. That's the one thing about Wall Street and this market is, for me, I feel it's good to give back, you know? There's situations where I can make those situations better for people. It's just about setting up the right team, and then overnight your life can change. If I'm not mistaken, you just tried to bribe a federal officer. No, technically I didn't bribe anybody.
Now that's the one thing about Wall Street and this market is, for me, I feel it's good to give back, you know? There's situations where I can make those situations better for people. It's just about setting up the right team and then overnight your life can change.
If I'm not mistaken, you just tried to bribe a federal officer.
No, technically I didn't bribe anybody.
Jackass y douchebag son insultos por imbécil, estúpido, algo así. To be to the manner born, haber nacido para ejercer determinada labor. Creo que es hora de que se larguen de mi yate. ¿Qué dicen? ¿Sabes, Jordan? Tengo que decirte algo. La mayoría de los imbéciles de Wall Street que yo arresto han nacido para eso. ¿Ah, sí? Sí. Sus padres son unos cretinos tal como sus padres antes de ellos. Pero tú, Jordan, te volviste así por ti solo. Así, bien por ti, hombrecito. ¡Hombrecito!
I think it's time you both get the fuck off my boat. What do you say? You know, Jordan, I've tell you something. Most of the Wall Street jackasses that I bust, They're to the manor born. Is that right? Yeah, their fathers are douchebags, just like their fathers before them. But you, Jordan, got this way all on your own. Did I? Good for you, little man. Little man.
I think it's time you both get the fuck off my boat. What do you say?
You know, Jordan, I'll tell you something. Most of the Wall Street jackasses that I bust,
yeah,
they're to the manor born.
Is that right?
Yeah. Their fathers are douchebags, just like their fathers before them. But you... You, Jordan, you got this way all on your own.
Did I?
Good for you, little man.
Little man?
To bullshit es mentir o inventar historias. To seize es incautar o confiscar alguna propiedad. Déjame decirte algo. No, déjame decirte algo más. Honestamente, no estoy mintiendo aquí. Este es uno de los barcos más bonitos en que he estado, tengo que decirte. Apuesto a que sí. ¿Y sabes qué estaba pensando también? El héroe en que me voy a convertir en la oficina cuando la agencia confisque este barco, porque Jordan...